The Minster Board of Education met for their monthly meeting Tuesday evening. The board voted to approve accepting the following donations: $11,047 from the Fred and Sherry Summer Family Foundation through the Shelby County Community Foundation for adjustable backboards, $250 from Farm Credit Mid-America to cover partial admission for students to attend Farm Science Review, $2,500 from the Minster Civic Association, and $2,500 from the Minster Journeyman's Club, both for free student admission to sporting events, and $3,690 from the Dollar General Literacy Foundation for decodables for the Title I program. Superintendent Josh Meyer provided the board with an update on the state report card that was released in September. He also recognized principals Mandy Albers and Austin Kaler for their efforts in promoting the success of students and staff. Elementary Principal Mrs. Mandy Albers shared the elementary report. Mrs. Albers provided the board with updated student achievement data. 7th through 12th Principal Mr. Austin Kaler shared the junior-senior high school update with the board. He provided the board with FFA event updates, Cats Pride winners for September, and recapped the boys and girls golf seasons. Mr. Kaler also updated the board on recent career events held for high school students, reviewed the recent Professional Development Day held in conjunction with the Mercer County ESC, and provided an update on parent-teacher conferences. During the curriculum and instruction portion of the meeting, the Minster board heard from third grade teacher Cammie Garman about recent third grade experiences at the ribbon cutting for the new Lake Loramie State Park Welcome Center and the start of third grade year. Treasurer Gina Selby provided the board with her monthly report. Mrs. Selby updated the board on the upcoming minimum wage increases, recommendations from Governor DeWine's property tax work group, House Bill 96, and the changes to school funding being debated by the Ohio House and Senate. Mrs. Selby also provided fund summaries to the board and a budget performance update. During the superintendent's consent agenda of the meeting, the Minster board approved the following: early graduation for senior David Rowell. David plans to early enlist in the United States Army. Approved a snow removal contract with Ruin Camp Boring and Trenching, and approved a facility use request from Harmony for Ohio Foundation to use the high school for their annual turkey trot on November 27th. In new business, the Minster board approved the following items: first reading of numerous updates to policies and administrative guidelines, and approve 4 additional vacation days to classify employees Gary Lange, Liz Mangin, Annette Moran, and Alexandria Steef. The board set November 17th at 7 p.m. in the large group room as the time for their next monthly meeting. The board approved the following personnel recommendations: accepted the retirement resignation of Leah Keller, data and literacy coach, library aide, at the conclusion of the school year. Approved Angie Niemeyer as a tutor on an as-needed basis for the 2025-2026 school year. Offered Marianne Bruns, Christy Holman, and Carrie Rhodes contracts as substitute van drivers. And approved a number of supplemental contracts and athletic volunteers. The Board of Education entered into executive session to discuss the employment and compensation of a public employee and the purchase or sale of property. No action was taken after the executive session.